to Galatians chapter 2. Verse 20. And I just want to begin by saying God has so purposefully ordered our footsteps in this season. I began on last week to teach from this brand new series that the Lord commissioned me to release, entitled The Supernatural Law of Identification. It has literally changed my life forever. And I have prayed that God would give me such an anointing that there would be a supernatural impartation in everyone that will hear this message. That I believe that this entire world is waiting for. They need to know who they are in Christ Jesus. From the youngest to the oldest. I stated on last week that the definition of the word identification means to put oneself in the place of another. It also means the state of being identical with another. It means to be alike in every respect. And as we continue to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us concerning the supernatural law of identification, we will see where Jesus put himself in the place of us. And within the definition of this word identification, we will also see the state of our being identical with him, to be alike in every respect. Galatians 2 and 20 in the Amplified says, I have been crucified, identified with Christ's crucifixion. I have been crucified with Christ. In him, my state of being in him. In him, I have shared his crucifixion. When he was crucified, I was crucified. It is no longer I who live. No longer Cheryl, but Christ. But Christ, the anointed one in his anointings, the Messiah, lives in me. And the life I now live in this body, the life I live right now, not the life I'm going to live when I get an immortal body, but the life I live in this body, I live by faith in the Son of God. I live by abhorrence. I live by reliance on. I live by complete trust in everything in the substitutionary sacrifice of Christ Jesus. That's how I live my life. I now live in this body by faith in the finished work of the cross, in everything he did for me through his blood, who loved me and gave himself up for me. He died as me. So this new life that I now live in this body, I live as him. And I have every legal right to do it. Holy Spirit's going to work with us as we allow him today to continue to release more revelation about the biblical meaning of the law of identification. You may be seated in his presence. As you settle in your seats, I want you to open your mouth and repeat this with me. The law of identification means that a born-again believer can identify with Christ Jesus in his substitutionary sacrifice on the cross. I want you to say it again. The law of identification means to me that I, a born-again believer, can identify with Christ Jesus in his substitutionary sacrifice on the cross. What does it mean to be a person that is in a substitutionary sacrifice? What does it mean for a person to be in a substitutionary sacrifice? It means what to you? That they put themselves in the place of another. They took someone else's place. Substitutionary sacrifice. Jesus took our place. What place were we in that he needed to take our place? We were in the place of the curse. We inherited the curse, which includes what? Sin, sickness, disease, poverty, confusion, death, separation, blindness, deafness, fear, anxiety. Oh my God. Everything under the curse. If you want to know what's under the curse, read Deuteronomy 28 and it will tell you everything that we inherited by being born into this world. Jesus was the substitute. He took our place in everything we just named. His sacrifice was for us. He had no reason to have to go to the cross because he never sinned in his flesh. He lived a sinless life. He overcame the temptation to sin. The Bible said he could have because he was tempted in all ways as you and I. But as I said earlier on, glory to God, in this message, in this series of messages, that he spent his time in the Word of God. That's where a whole bunch of us miss it. He spent his time in reading and studying concerning his inheritance. He knew who he was in God and what God had for him. So he spent his time in the volume of the book studying concerning who he was, who God said he was, who God said, what God said he would do when he came to earth, what his purpose was for coming. He understood something that a bunch of us don't understand, and that is the character and the nature of the Father. That's an impossible for him to change his mind or to lie. That once he releases and settles something, it's settled forever. Jesus understood the nature of his Father, that if his Father said he would do this, if the Father said he was this, if the Father said that he was going to accomplish this, whatever it was that he saw in the scriptures, he believed God. That's our assignment, is to believe God. And Satan is doing every single thing he can possibly do to get us to use the name believer, but yet we don't believe. Satan's assignment is to get us to go along with what our flesh and our five senses are feeling and seeing and saying and touching so that we don't believe God. And that's why we need our minds renewed. If we don't get our minds renewed, the Bible says faith comes by hearing. Faith doesn't come by having heard. What you heard yesterday may not sustain you today. That's why for us, We have to constantly meditate in the word, and that's the only way we can observe to do whatever we got to face today, because whatever we took here yesterday, that faith is used up. We need new faith today for the new challenges today. So we have to meditate in the word day and night and observe to do all that we see in that word, and then we will be prosperous and we will be successful. Success means that we will fulfill our divine call and purpose in God. That's what success is. Amen. So, Galatians 2:20 is a vitally important scripture. The Apostle Paul reveals to every born-again believer that we have the opportunity to identify with the crucifixion of Christ. It is mandatory that we study his crucifixion so that we understand what he did. Because if we were crucified with him, what happened to us with him? A believer can identify legally with everything that happened to Christ Jesus, from where? The cross straight to the throne. Everything that happened to him, glory to God, he didn't just die. He wasn't just buried. Y'all better help me. He didn't just suffer in hell. He didn't just raise from the dead. He didn't just ascend. But all of that has given him the position of his present day ministry. Now, who he is to us right now, today, is a result of his crucifixion. Who you and I are today in the mind of the Father is directly connected to our identification with what took place with him. I stated on last week that because Christ died as us, we can now legally live eternally as Christ and make these declarations every day of our lives. That I died on the cross with Christ. I was buried with Christ. I suffered in hell with Christ. I was made alive with Christ through his resurrection. And now I'm seated with Christ through his ascension. On last week, Holy Spirit also revealed revelation about how God's law of identification has two sides to it. Do you all remember? Who remembers what those two sides are? The two sides to the law of identification. The legal side says it's what Father did in Christ for who? For us, for me. What he did. You and I need to know that, because let me tell you something. When Satan comes with something that doesn't belong to us, you need to know what Father did in Christ. One of the main scriptures you need to have memory of or have it etched in stone in your heart is in Isaiah 53 verse 10, that it pleased the Father to make Jesus sick for us. When if you get that in your spirit by revelation, you will know that when sickness comes to your body, that Father already put it on Jesus. It wasn't the centurion soldiers that killed Jesus. Y'all ain't saying nothing. It wasn't the people, come on, that wanted to stone him that killed Jesus. They just played in the party. But the person who killed Jesus was the Father. He did it for us. Satan didn't have that responsibility. Jesus said, you couldn't take my life if you wanted to. Right now, I have charge to call, hallelujah, a multitude of angels that would stop you. Come on, somebody. Jesus had so much anointing in him until when the centurion soldiers came up to him, they fainted. They fell out. All he did was say one word, one breath. That's where you and I need to get to, where we are so full of God that when we open our mouth, something supernatural will happen. That the very shadow, wherever we walk, releases the virtue and the anointing of God. That's why we worship like we do, because we are stirring up, hallelujah, the gift of God that lives on the inside of us. That's why we study like we do, because we're coming into an awareness of who we are in Christ. That's why we spend time in church. We're not here for form or fashion. We are in school. We are disciples. We are learners. We want to be just like the great head of the church. We're not here just because that's what you do on Sundays.